support for To Your Health comes in part from Dr. Theodore Watkins of the Watkins Institute. Dr. Watkins advocates holistic medicine and teaches lifestyle changes. Further information is available at www.twiliving.com.
You know that health is wealth, and ital is vital. They're not just some rhyming words. It's something that's just got to be heard. Who is responsible for your health? Look in the mirror, it's your very own self. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Jogging with the herb at the field for the healing of the nation. Fruit and vegetable for medication. So much food, so much variation. Sustenation for all generation. It's there in abundance. Vitamins and minerals and whole heap of nutrients. Anti-inflammatory and antioxidants. Give your temple a chance, cause health is wealth, ital is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth, ital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth, ital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Vegan, we're vegan. Plant BS, we say, long time Rastafari, say I dey so he dey. Ital, we ital, nah gone away. And we root and we fruit and we vegetable all the way. Cause health is wealth, ital is vital. You gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth.
Good afternoon and welcome to another episode of To Your Health. Health truly is wealth, and this program is designed not only to inform, but to also turn your life and health around. I'm Dr. Theodore Watkins, the host of To Your Health, and I'm here with my able, trusty, reliable, dependable, my brother and associate, Frank Smith. How are you doing today, Brother Frank?
I'm doing well, Doc. Thank you for the accolades.
Well, I wish I had more superlatives to describe what you mean to me and to this program and to our listening audience. You got some information you need to share with us?
Yes, sir. If you like To Your Health, this is why WPFW exists. We had a shortfall in our fundraising. So if it matters to you, stand with us now. Call 800-222-9739 or give us a hit at WPFWFM.org. or Cash App, $WPFWFM. Every dollar moves us closer to the goal. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you know, we fell short of our goal, and you know how I hate that, man. I mean, losing is something we just don't want to even consider.
Yeah, but we know times are tough. And by the way, listen to the past broadcast. They may help you out with healthcare and food cost. WPFWFM.org/archives and select To Your Health in the show selection. And listen to the past broadcast.
Because health is wealth.
Yes, indeed. We also got one other announcement, Doc, before you begin. The Paul Robeson Peace and Justice Awards Gala is November 1st, this Saturday, from 5 to 8 at 1640 Columbia Road, Northwest, Washington, D.C. It's the Festival Center. That's the Paul Robeson Peace and Justice Awards Gala, 1640 Columbia Road, Washington, D.C., November 1st, 5 to 8.
All right, all right. Well, today we have a very important topic to discuss. I call it senior falling causes and complications. Senior falling causes and complications. We could say, Frankie, I'm falling for you. The thing is that this falling thing among seniors is not the least bit funny.
No.
It's not funny because seniors are falling is a major health concern in this country, you know, and it's often associated with significant complications, as we'll talk about as we go. You know, each year, based on the data from the U.S. Census, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, and other research organizations, they show that more than one in four, over 25% of what they call aged Americans, Americans 65 years and older, report a fall each year. Now, there's a word in there that's very important, Frank. It says report. You know, there are a lot of falls that are occurring that are not being reported. There's at least 14 million seniors that are falling each year. At least 14 million. So why is that important? It's important because falls are the leading cause of fatal and non-fatal injuries among seniors. All right? And these falls have serious medical consequences. You know, there's about 3 million older Americans that are treated in the emergency room for fall-related injuries every year. And about 1 million are hospitalized annually due to fall-related injuries. And so falls are very, very significant. They're associated with these serious injuries in at least one in five cases. Brother Frank, at least one in five cases. You got fractures, you got head injuries, you know. 95% of hip fractures. Now, every time somebody, a senior falls, I'm concerned about hip fractures, because hip fractures is associated with bleeding that's difficult to control, and this leads to death in many folks. And often these falls are when they fall sideways, you know, they fall sideways. Nearly 320,000 older people are hospitalized because of hip fractures every year. You know?
Say that again, Doc.
At least 320,000 people.
Wow.
Are hospitalized every year because of hip fractures. You know?
That's just hip fractures.
It's just hip fractures, you know, and you know, then you got folk that fall and they hit their head. All right. And falls are the most common cause of traumatic brain injury in this age group.
Wow.
All right. And so we need to be aware of this. You know, falls are the leading cause of injury-related death and older people, 65 and people, adults 65 and older, you know? So that is, and the death rates is rising significantly. And so we need to be aware of this. And that's why, you know, when I thought about this thing of talking about falls and seniors, you know, I sort of smacked myself, Frank, that I hadn't talked about it before. It's very, very interesting. And there's something called post-fall syndrome. Post-fall syndrome. And this is what happens, is that even in people who are not seriously injured, all right, a fall can lead to fear. All right? Fear of fall. And so as a result, older people cut down on their activity.
I
when they cut down on their activity, guess what happens?
I used to run, and I felt, after I fell a couple of times, and I'm bad falls too, I stopped running.
If you walk, but see, at least you're walking.
Yeah. Right?
Because when people stop the activity, then their muscles get weaker.
Mm-hmm.
They have balance issues more. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Paradoxically, this leads to the risk of more falls.
Mm.
So the things they're doing to try to help themselves, you know, it's just crazy. So what are some of the causes of these falls? Well, one we just mentioned, muscle weakness, the loss of muscle mass and strength, particularly in legs. You know, when I'm at the office, Brother Frank, and my patients, any of them, but especially seniors, go to get up, what do? They push themselves up with their arm.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them, sit back down. And I tell them, stand up without using your hands to push up. Because I tell them, your arms are stronger than your legs.
Mm-hmm.
Because we aren't using them, all right?
Yeah.
We aren't using them. And if you don't use it,
you lose it.
You're going to lose it, all right? And so muscle weakness and the shrinking of those muscles is associated with falls. But also, there are problems with gait imbalance and other balance issues, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is you get a change in the walking pattern and a reduced ability to maintain balance. And this is in part due to that muscle weakness too. But there are other factors that are associated with it too. But this gait imbalance. So one of the things that I have my patients do after I get them standing and sitting, I tell them to do it every hour. Stand and sit, do it one time, then do two times, three, four, five. Once you can get up to five, then I want them to go to the corner. You've been bad, Frank. You've been bad. I want you in the corner. All right? And I tell them, take your walker with you and stand on one leg and then stand on the other. Now, initially, they can't do it. All right? But what this does, it increases strength and it also increases balance. Because when you walk, I don't know if you've observed, Frank, you have to put all of your weight on one leg.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put all the weight on the other leg. So if you have weakness and issues with balance, then you can't walk good. And walking just happens to be the best exercise that we know.
Yes.
And so we want to strengthen those muscles. We want to get our gait together. We want to improve our vision and our hearing. Our vision and our hearing. It makes sense for vision, whether due to cataracts or glaucoma or decreased depth perception. They all can lead to increased falls. That makes sense. But hearing loss also makes it harder to spot hazards and to maintain equilibrium.
Wow.
All right.
Okay. That makes sense.
You know, and the ear, the middle ear, is partly responsible for balance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so therefore, it's important to get your vision and your hearing together. You know, we're talking about seniors falling causes and complications. The number is 202-588-0893. That's 202-588-0893. You have a question, comment, or if you want to share an experience that you've had with yourself or family members or someone that you know that can help our listening audience, because this is a major problem. And as I said earlier, I want to smack myself that I haven't dealt with this earlier, but it's such an important topic. And so I'm glad that we're able to deal with it today. You know, there are certain medical conditions, arthritis, we know, you know, because with arthritis, you have pain and you go to stand up, Brother Frank,
mm-hmm.
and that pain hit that knee. It give way, man.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Because of the pain. The mm-hmm. pain is so bad, you know, whether it's knee pain or back pain, you'd rather just go and hit the floor. And when you hit the floor, you can fracture, you can hit your head, all yeah. kinds of things, you know, you get cut. You can hit the table and your eye, because when you fall, it's like you have no control. You know, no control.
Yeah, that's right.
I remember
it happens so fast. When you're old, you can't.
Oh man! I mean, it's bad for anybody. You mm-hmm. know, I used to live up at 16th Street. You know, we sort of up on a hill,
mm-hmm.
walking down my driveway. It was very icy, and man, I hit that ice, and I just flew up in the air, and there was a wall separating a little about a three feet wall separating mm-hmm. our property from our neighbor's property, and my head just missed that little wall by inches, man.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, I laid on that ice.
Praise God.
I was so scared. And I thought about what could happen. What could have happened to me, you know, if I'd have been just a couple inches closer.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So we need to recognize that falls are very important. The number is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions, comments, experiences. Let's go to the phone. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Doctor, you're describing me to a T. This is Karen.
Oh, Karen.
Hey, Karen.
Not being able to see well, pushing myself up with my arms. It was a bullseye.
Yes.
I fell. I couldn't see. The sun was shining so bright.
Yes.
And the surface was flat. And I didn't step down. It was a small step. And I didn't step down. And I did twist my ankle somehow. Mm. But I will say, thankfully, I don't have pain now. And I have a boot that I'm wearing. But my eyesight, that cataract surgery is what has been recommended, and it might help, it might not. But I do like to walk, so I can't wait until I get this boot off in 3 weeks so that I can start my walking mm-hmm. exercises. But I am going to a podiatrist. So what else can you recommend for me?
Well, Comfrey, And also anti-inflammatories, you know, like turmeric and other things like that that can help decrease the inflammation, you know, apple cider vinegar, you know, a number of things. And of course, we know the patches can help also. But yeah, you bring up a very important point, you know. With the injury comes disability. All right. With the injury comes disability. So not only did you twist your ankle, you know, and it's swollen and painful, but you aren't able to walk. And so therefore your muscles get weaker.
Yep.
And so that's something that's very, very, very significant. And we just appreciate that. We pray that you heal fast. I would probably try to stand and raise up on my my toes, you know,
and
raise up on the heel, yeah, and sort of stretch those ligaments.
Mm-hmm.
Because that will help also to increase strength, but it also will decrease spasms in those ligaments, and will probably help to move you along faster.
And there's certain exercises you can do.
I'm sorry.
There are certain exercises you can do right from your chair to keep your muscles strong. To supply blood to those muscles and those cells and the ligaments.
Yeah, you can do leg lifts.
Yeah, yeah.
You can lift your knee and straighten out your leg,
mm-hmm,
and then raise the whole leg up, and then do one side and then the other, and do 3, 4, 5 times, you know, and that will help to decrease the muscle weakness, you know. Yeah. Yeah. You may be able to even to do some stationary bicycle riding,
mm-hmm,
you know, to help prevent muscle atrophy and weakness.
Yes.
Because if you can do that, then you made significant progress.
Yes.
Excellent. And I did want to let you know I had a patch with me. I put it on immediately. So that's
all right. All right. All right. That probably helped.
Good.
Help you from having further issues. The number is 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Want to thank Sister Karen, a longtime listener and supporter from California. All right, from California. So we want to thank her for her call and sharing with us. You know, they're medical issues. We talked about arthritis as one issue, but then Parkinson's disease is another that can be associated with falls. You know, if you had a stroke, you know, that can lead to falls. Diabetes can be associated with neuropathy, and that can increase falls. Even heart disease, all of these things can, in fact, decrease mobility, and prevent you decrease mobility, decrease strength. Decrease sensation, you know, and that can lead to falls. The number again is 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions, comments, share experience. We just want to thank Karen from California sharing, you know. Then there's something. We call it orthostatic hypotension, Frank. Orthostatic, mm-hmm, hypotension. Posterior hypotension, meaning when you stand up, all right, your blood pressure drops. And so what happens is you have decreased blood pressure, blood flow to the brain, and you get dizzy and lightheadedness, and that can lead to falling. And so, and this can be associated with not drinking enough water, dehydration. It also can be associated with certain medications and other illnesses, that can lead to that. 202-588-0893, give us a call. And let's go to our phones. Yes, caller, you're on the line.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment about A1C and how if that is too tightly controlled, it also can have a factor, low blood sugar with falls.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're absolutely correct. Thank you. We mentioned diabetes and we talked about neuropathy, but you're right. If your blood sugar is too low, there's hypotension and there's hypoglycemia. Mm-hmm. Those hypos can cause balance issues and can lead to falling. And the hypoglycemia generally is associated with too much medicine. That's why y'all need to get on our program and get off those medicines for your diabetes. Because if you can control the diabetes, then you can control that issue.
Thank you. Thanks for taking
all right.
my call.
Thank you so Bye-bye. Much for that. So, dizziness of all causes, whether it's the inner ear, whether it's the hypoglycemia or vertigo, can be associated with problems that can make you fall. And so we need to make sure that we as I was reading, I ran across this one, Brother Frank, and I hadn't thought about this one, but it's the truth. Rushing to the bathroom.
Yep, rushing anywhere.
but especially at night.
Yeah.
You're getting up out of the bed real fast, and so if you get up quickly, you're more likely to have that hypotension.
Yeah.
And then rushing, you can get dizzy, and at night you can't see.
Triple whammy.
whammy. And that can really be associated with falls. And people certainly have that problem,
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have issues with cognition,
Mm-hmm.
Cognition, dementia, or just confusion, from whatever reason, food allergies can cause confusion, certain medications or reaction to certain medications can cause confusion. And this can impair your judgment. All right. And have you in a risky situation, and you're not able to avoid hazards because your mind is not sharp, it's not clear, and so we need to be aware that this is a factor. Then there's medication. There are medications. Now we don't tell people just to stop your medicine, but you need to do the things necessary so you don't need medicines. Because taking too many pills, often people are taking 4-5 different pills, can significantly increase the risk of falling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Polypharmacy.
Huh?
Big pharmacy.
Yeah, polypharmacy. And then there's certain medications that by themselves, tranquilizers, sedatives, certain antidepressive medications, some hypotensive meds and heart medications. They can also cause side effects like drowsiness, dizziness, confusion, the hypotension that we talked about. Mm-hmm. All of this can lead to increased risk of falling.
For sure.
So those are some what we would call intrinsic things that happens on the inside. But then there are things that happens on the outside, extrinsic factors, environmental factors that can be associated with falling, you know, loose electrical wires, cords, mm-hmm. You know, you can trip,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially if your vision is impaired, or there's improper lighting, you know, that can cause you to fall. If your floors are slippery, especially in the bathroom and the kitchen, you know, and you can fall, and the bathroom is especially bad.
Oh yeah,
because you got that toilet,
mm-hmm.
that bathtub, and that sink,
mm-hmm.
and you hit, and to say mm-hmm. nothing of that hard floor,
any of them,
you know, and you hit your head, you know, and you're in there, and nobody knows you're in there,
mm-hmm.
and you, I'm telling you. And so you gotta be careful, you know, that and even slipping in the bathtub.
Oh yeah,
you know, can be a factor. And it's funny, we got one of those mats for the bathtub, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
Those things don't work. Man, they'd be floating up on top of the water, man. You know, you have to get a, if you get one, you get a good one that will actually stick
down.
You know? Yeah. Or you get things that you can actually cement to the tub,
mm. you
know? and avoid the slipping, because you know the soap, the water, mm. all can cause problems with that. And then we if you have throw rugs or unsecured carpeting, it can move.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and or slip and fall, and then you can hit that end table. You know, and I'm telling you, it can be a problem. We talked about the poor lighting, but you know, you want to think about that, especially on stairs. And hallways at night.
Turn the light on.
we want to save electricity, but not at the expense of falling and hitting your head.
No.
Turn that light on, you know. Mm-hmm. And
grab the handrail.
That's right. And going back to the bathroom, you know, you need to, especially if you're a senior, you need to have those grab bars.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have those handrails on both sides of the staircase, in the bathroom, you know, getting out that bathtub. You want to have something that you can hold on to, you know, and that can really make a difference. Unstable or low furniture can be associated with falls, you know. And you know, I know y'all holding out on me, but give us a call, 202-588-0893. 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions, share experiences, or observations, you know. Frank, you got to have the right kind of footwear.
Oh, yeah.
You got to have the right kind of footwear. Unsafe or improper footwear, you know, especially, you know, if you got the backless shoes, you know, high heels, floppy slippers, all those things can cause instability and cause you to fall, you know? And so we need to be aware of that. And then you mentioned earlier the rushing. There's certain situational factors, you know, rushing to answer the phone or to get to the bathroom like we talked about at night, you know, or get to the bathroom anytime. Rushing can be a problem and that you need to be aware of, you know. And then risky behavior, you know, climbing on a stool. You know you're dizzy and you're climbing stools and climbing up on chairs and so forth. And your balance is bad. You can fall and break your neck, you know.
Mm-hmm. I mean, drinking alcohol.
I was getting ready to say that. too much booze.
Yeah.
Because I believe in no booze, but too much. I remember when I was at DC General doing my surgical residency, there was a gentleman, he went to a party, and you know, young brother, you know, and he had been drinking, and he slipped on the step, fell down and hit his head, and a cerebral bleed.
I've seen that before.
Had a cerebral bleed, and you know, we kept him alive for about 3-4 months, you know, but he was on that respirator and was unconscious, you know. We just kept him alive, but drinking booze. The number is 202-588-0893. Give us a call with questions, comments, shared experiences. Let's go back to our phone. Just call her. You're on the line.
Hey, I'm so glad. My name is Martina, but I'm so glad that you're having this conversation because I take care of my parents. They're like 85, and everything you talked about happens. And I was getting ready to say something about the footwear because I'm always complaining about those kind of clogs or Crocs or whatever they're called that they tend to want to wear, but those things are not safe in as far as them walking across the floors and tripping over them because sometimes they stick to the floors and all this crazy stuff. It's just crazy stuff because I watch my parents as they age go through all of these things, especially with cognitive skills and things like that. The fault, my dad doesn't fall so much. He moves differently. But my mom, oh my goodness. And it's always the shoes. We have to take down the carpet, pick up the throw rugs, everything, because it's so unexpected. And every time she does have a fall, I'm like, thank you, Jesus, she didn't hit her head.
Yes.
Floor. And she doesn't like a lot of light. So when I come in, I'm always turning on full headlights. I need to see. But my mom, she likes to travel with low light. So it makes it fall because she's always, Martina, turn off the lights. I'm like, I can't see. If I can't see, I know you can't see. It's just she likes low light. So I'm just listening to all this thing that was in my car. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. If he's talking about my parents, all of those things. And they just, you know, only thing I was thinking about, you know, if you do fall, you just hit your head, don't go to sleep. You know, get that checked out because I have a young cousin that fell, and she hit her head, and 3 days later, she wasn't with us. And, you know,
that's such an important point because sometimes it's not an acute bleed, it's a slow bleed, all right? Mm-hmm. Slow bleed, and you don't even recognize it until it's too late. You have problems. So that, thank you for that.
Yeah. So, you know, thank you guys for, you know, being on the line and talking about how serious falling is and not just for the seniors, but for anyone.
For everybody. You know, it's interesting. We baby proof our homes, but do we senior proof our homes?
No, we don't. But, you know, If you're elderly, you should
you know, call the Department of Aging and see what programs they have available that may help you be at home safe, you know, as far as getting some of those grab rails you were talking about and just things to make it a little bit easier because especially that toilet thing, because the toilets are so close to the bathtub. And one time, you know, my dad fell off the toilet into the bathtub. I was just so happy he didn't hit his head on the soap dish, you know, and for some reason he thought it was a wall there, and it's never been a wall there. But he thought it was, and he went to reach for it like it was the wall.
Against the wall. Yeah.
It was the shower curtain. So, you know, falls can happen to anyone at any time, and we just need to try to move a little slower, you know, more carefully, turn the lights on, put the right shoes on. I'd rather you walk around barefooted if you can't get the proper shoes that fit on your feet.
Yes.
Definitely no socks. Even the socks with the little spongy things on there supposed to stick. Nope, don't always work. We done tried it all. So I think the bare feet helps a lot. As long as you don't have anything, you might hit your big toe or little toe on. Should be all right. But I appreciate all you guys. I appreciate
Thank you so much.
Your
comments were very, very apropos. Mm-hmm. As she was talking, one of the things that came to my mind, because we're running out of time here, is that we part of the prevention thing is exercise. All right? Is exercise. Strengthen those muscles. We talk about walking, but we need to also talk about stretching. You know, we need to talk about building muscles, arm muscles, the leg muscles. You know, we need to do the bicycle riding to help with the knees, you know, because it stretches and strengthens those ligaments in the knees. And so you have less problems with those knees. And so those are things that you need to really be aware of, you know. So when you fall, you can have physical injuries. We talked about the fractures. We talked about head injuries. But then it can be soft tissue injuries. Talked about the sprains, and you could also have deep cuts and bruises that can cause disability, you know, and you could have prolonged immobility as a result of the complications. But one of the things, we mentioned it earlier, but I want to just really go over again, is this post-fall syndrome. Post-fall syndrome. You know, we need to be aware of that. The fear of falling after a fall. You know, that psychological trauma that causes individuals to restrict their activity in order to avoid falling. And then they get weaker and they're more likely to fall. You know, plus it also causes them to have social isolation, you know. Which is also a risk of the fall, you know, and with that psychological, you lose a sense of independence, you know, because if you can't get around, you and psychologically that bothers you, you know, and especially those hip fractures and things where you can't walk. That really is and many people could walk independently before they fail, and they could walk independently after they fail. But because of the trauma, all right, they won't do it. Although they try to do too much at one time. Sometimes you have to gradually build up. That's why I have people stand up one time, you know. But then do it every hour. And then you'd be surprised. 2, 3, 4. I had a patient. He actually had two strokes. And he couldn't stand up independently. And once I got him to focus on what his passion was, then he had a reason to live. And so if he had a reason to live, he had a reason to stand. And so I got him standing up. And initially, he couldn't do it. You know, I said, but every time you try to stand, it's an isometric exercise, and it strengthens the muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And so before he left that first day, I had him standing up and sitting down slowly. Because when you stand, you use certain muscles, but if you sit down slow and don't plop, other muscles.
Yeah.
Legs. All right. And so I was doing some rehab on him and bringing him in the office in a couple of days a week, you know. And the second week, I said, give me five. Stand up and sit down five times, because I had him doing it every hour. The brother did it 20 times, Frank.
Wow.
He went from not being able to stand to
in
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
20 times in a row. I only asked him for 10, you know? And I was really sort of joking, because I didn't think he could do 10. I figured he could give me five. But I was just going to stretch him a little bit. The brother did 10. And he was so happy with himself. All right.
Yes.
And that feeling of accomplishment, you know, mm-hmm. is so important. All right. And when you have these psychological things, there's a decrease in your quality of life, the decreased independence, social isolation, chronic pain from injury attributed to lower quality of life, mm-hmm. and that leads to depression. You know, and then falls can be associated with medical bills.
Oh, yeah, no
you question. Know, you know, it's estimated in 2020 that older adults spent almost $80 billion with a B.
What? Man.
On non-fatal falls.
Mm.
$80 billion. And it's estimated by 2030, it's going to be up to $100 billion.
Mm.
You know, and so we need to really work on doing things to prevent falling. You know, you need to work on getting off of some of those medications. You need to get really talk to your doctor and stopping elderly accidents, death, and injury initiative. You know, the CDC has that going on. It's called STEADY. You know, stopping elderly accidents, death, and injury. All right, mm-hmm. and you know, as you do that, you want to have your doctor review your medications. And make sure that the medicines that you're taking that you actually need, and that you're not taking too much. You know, especially you want to look at those sedatives, those antidepressants, those tranquilizing medications, because they can cause that dizziness and drowsiness, and which would increase the risk of falling. You know, you want to. Get your ears and eyes checked, you know. You want to make sure that you're not getting this posterior hypotension, you know, where you stand up and that blood pressure drop. And one of the things that you can do to test yourself, you can check your pulse rate sitting, and then standing. And if your pulse rate increases over 10 beats a minute, you probably got postural hypotension, you know? Mm-hmm. And you need to talk with the doctor and regulate those medications that's causing that, whether it's hypertensive meds or some other meds that can drop your blood pressure. Screen for diabetes. I mean, I'm screened for diabetes, yes, but vitamin D deficiency. You need to know about that, because you know You need to be taking, well, they say at least 800. I believe about 5,000 I use a day, because just about everybody that I've ever checked for vitamin D was deficient. Everybody I check for vitamin D deficient. And so we need to recognize that falls are very serious, and that more importantly, that we can do something about it, and we need to do it. All right, Brother Frank, I can go on and on, but I'm going to turn it over to you, my brother.
Thank you, Doc. We want to thank Rodney Burton from Washington, D.C. for his generous pledge. Thank you so much. If you want to support WPFW and To Your Health in particular, we need to call. We need you to call 1-800-222-9739, or go up to the web to wpfwfm.org and click donate now, or you can cash app $ WPFWFM. And thank you so much for your pledges. So we want to thank the WPFW staff, especially our engineer, Kalia Chapman. He's doing some other things too, some phenomenal things with music. We want to thank Mayuki Williams, acting general manager, Katia Stitt, program director, and all of the other tireless, hardworking WPFW staff, and the programmers, the volunteers, and our loyal listeners. Thank you, Maccabee, for your music contributions. Stay tuned to WPFW Jazz and Justice Radio. Next up is African Deep Thought Edition with Brother Kaba. After that is To the East with Ambrose Lane Jr. Stay tuned on next Monday at 2 o'clock for another life-saving broadcast of To Your Health with Dr. Theodore Watkins and myself. You can also listen to recordings at wpfwfm.org/archives.
Vital, you gotta take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Me say prevention is better than cure. You can't rely on the system no more. Say all over the West, the health care in a mess, especially for the poor, that's for sure. Eat good, exercise, and try your best. My visit the doctor less and less. In your own health, you have to invest. It's in the best of your interest, cause health is wealth. Vital is vital. Try and take care of yourself. Health is wealth. Vital is vital. You can't rely on nobody else. Health is wealth. Vital is vital.
The Black is Back Coalition for Social Justice, Peace, and Reparations calls on all those who are demanding an end to the wars, genocide, and escalation of brutal state repression. On Saturday, November 1st, Malcolm X Park in D.C., 11 o'clock a.m., we are holding our annual Black People's March on the White House to deliver a strong message to Trump, DOGE, Project 2025, ICE, Democrats, Republicans, and all colonizers, with the message that we are not afraid and we will not be silenced. As serious as these times are, organizing, not agonizing, is our message. This is our time, and we must not hesitate to seize it. Details at www.blackisbackcoalition.org. That's blackisbackcoalition.org.
D'Angelo is loved not only for his own music, but also for being one of the chief architects of Neo Soul. His 1995 album, Brown Sugar, helped to define what Neo Soul would become. On Saturday, November 1st, 7 a.m. until midnight, WPFW presents Brown Sugar, the genius of D'Angelo and the explosion of Neo Soul, celebrating his unique style and innovative approach to black music, as well as Neo Soul, a sound both retro and futuristic. Programmers James Funk and Captain Fly, DJ Lance Reynolds, Jasonic, The Culture Shack, and Soul Conversations Cruise, and Decipher's Ill Street Grooves come together in this special day of fundraising to explore D'Angelo's music, artists that influenced him and the genre, and the global neo-soul landscape that defined a generation. That's Brown Sugar, the genius of D'Angelo and the explosion of neo-soul. November 1st on WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Good afternoon. For WPFW Washington and WBAI New York, I'm Darnia Samuels. Here are some headlines for this hour. As the mid-Atlantic hurricane season heads into its last month, Jamaica is bracing for what could be its worst hurricane in recorded history, Hurricane Melissa. As a matter of fact, Melissa is being called the strongest storm on the entire planet this year. In preparation for its landfall, Jamaica has evacuated part of its capital, Kingston, closed airports, and begun opening hundreds of shelters. According to the National Hurricane Center, Melissa, which is now a Category 5 storm, rapidly intensified over the weekend and continues to strengthen, having winds of 175 miles per hour with stronger wind gusts. The National Hurricane Center also warns that Melissa can bring up to 40 inches of rain and 13 feet of storm surge. That rain, storm surge, and winds combined are expected to cause extensive infrastructure damage that will cut off communities. Hurricane Melissa has already claimed the lives of at least 4 people, 3 in Haiti and 1 in the Dominican Republic. It's now day 27 of the government shutdown, making it the second longest shutdown on record. So far, about 1.4 million federal employees missed a full paycheck this past week. About half of those employees are furloughed, and the rest are working without pay. Today, the nation's largest union representing federal workers spoke out about the shutdown, calling on lawmakers to come to a short-term resolution immediately. The American Federation of Government Employees, or AFGE, which represents 820,000 government workers, said in a statement today, and I quote, "A strong America requires a functioning government, one that pays its bills, honors its commitments, and treats its workforce with respect by paying them on time," end quote. The ongoing battle between the Democrats and Republicans is set to cause problems for U.S. citizens who need food assistance because the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, posted on its website that federal food aid will not go out as of this Saturday, November 1st. SNAP, which stands for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, helps about 1 in 8 Americans buy groceries. The world of jazz music has lost a very influential contributor, Jack DeJohnette, who has been called one of the most daring and dynamic jazz drummers of the last 60 years. He passed away yesterday in a New York hospital at age 83 due to congestive heart failure. Born in Chicago in August 1942, Jack was influenced to pursue his musical interests by his grandmother and his uncle. His uncle was Chicago radio DJ Roy Wood Sr., who was the co-founder of the National Black Network of Black Broadcasters. Jack DeJohnette started out playing piano and then switched to drums, blending elements of jazz, free jazz, world music, and R&B in his style. He released dozens of albums between the years 1968 and 2017 and won 2 Grammy Awards, one in 2009 for his album Peacetime and one in 2022 for the album Skyline, which is a collaboration between himself and 2 of his jazz peers, bassist Ron Carter and pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba. In his extensive work as a side musician, Jack DeJohnette played alongside the likes of John Coltrane, Chick Corea,